brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bottom of the hour, I'll go to Catherine, Sheepdog, Ryan, Romaine, Tom, and many others that are patiently holding. But for the next 30 minutes, we have former New Mexico Governor, Libertarian, Gary Johnson in here with us to talk about the whole waterfront. We'll get into that pretty much in the next segment. And then I'm going to continue looking at Nigel Farage becomes popular in Greece after outburst against the prime minister. We're going to play that clip coming up. I'm meaning to do it since last week, but now it's in The Guardian over the weekend. That he's like a Ron Paul over there. Anybody that, it doesn't matter, left, right, center, who speaks about liberty and not letting these big mega banks run roughshod on us and special interests be above the law is becoming incredibly popular. And that's, it was in the Financial Times of London last Thursday. The tide is rising for American libertarians. The new spirit is rising. Climate of anti-politics has become an attitude rather than a movement. And it shows how people are really starting to wake up. And that's what I want to talk to Gary Johnson about coming up. You know, he's got a national organization that he's got out there educating people. Of course, he ran for president. And I guess he's gearing back up to do that as we build these movements. Because even though Ron Paul and people like himself didn't win right away, we're winning the hearts and minds by creating the alternative to the one-party dictatorship that has two heads. The two-headed monster, OurAmericaInitiative.com. Governor, it's good to have you here with us in the studio.
Alex, it's great to be with you here in the studio.
We're going to go to break in a minute. This is kind of a short little no man's land segment, but what do you want to cover when we come back?
Well, I got 1,300,000 votes running for president. Really disappointed that it wasn't a lot more. Nonetheless, 1,300,000 votes. But what I'd like to point out is that these libertarian ideas that we're talking about are really gaining traction in spite of the politicians. The notion of marriage equality. Of course, I believe that that is a constitutionally guaranteed right, but that's happening. Legalization of marijuana. It's happening in spite of the politicians. These are issues that are moving forward. And then if you look at Syria, look. Wasn't Congress and the president just geared up to go into Syria? And what? 80% of Americans don't want to do that? I mean, every politician in the country had their pants.
And people are getting more pro-gun, more private property rights. It's happening.
Well, it's happening. So in spite of not holding political office, and I'm talking about myself as president or other libertarians that have been running or liberty-minded Republicans, you know, not a great big showing, but the reality is that in spite of our elected officials, we're moving forward with these ideas nationally in a big way. And that's what you let off by talking about that.
Well said. I want to come back in and burrow more into Syria and where that's going and the attempts to start all these wars. I want to talk about the unitary executive. It's gotten bad for a while, but now Obama on just guns, borders, war, Obamacare, saying, I will decide what to implement, I will decide what not to implement. The NSA, Obama, you know, as you know, the Congress said, well, we'll let you decide what to do, President. I mean, what's that sound like to you, Governor?
Well, I had the same experience as governor of New Mexico. Don't underestimate how much you can do administratively. I mean, you can do an enormous amount administratively. But the rub is that unless it's codified in legislation, unless you get legislation and you sign whatever it is you're doing administratively into law, it lasts as long as you're in office. So I did all these. In my heart of hearts, believe I did many, many significant things without the legislation, without legislation involved, because I did it administratively. But guess what? I leave office and it gets turned around completely. So with Obama, same phenomenon. You'd like to see the legislation that goes along with the words. So Obama the other day, I mean, he talked pretty gloriously about cutting back on the NSA. But my response is
Governor, stay there. I want to hear that when we come back. We got to go to hard. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, who also ran for president in the last election cycle as a libertarian, is here with us in studio, and it's a perfect time to have him in studio with us. He's been traveling around the country with Ben Swan on their libertarian independent media tour. The tide is rising for American libertarians. That's the Financial Times of London last week reporting on that, and that across the board people just want more freedom. Whether they identify themselves as Republican or Democrat, more and more they just call themselves libertarian. And the issue is the establishment recognizes that and is making a big move to try to co-opt it, while at the same time going after kind of the Republican Party version of it, the real Tea Party. They tried to take it over. That didn't work. Now the Republican Party and Democratic Party leadership is pooling resources to go after that. And it's not that any of these groups are perfect. It's just that they're independent opposition that isn't part of the two-party dictatorship that's really a two-headed monster. Now, Governor, I want to get into some of the victories of awakening we're seeing, but in that short little segment for folks that just joined us, we were starting to talk about Obama last week, the president and his speech about the NSA, saying Paul Revere would have liked this. This is our next-door neighbor. What is your take on, I mean, the patently illegal NSA takeover?
Well, stop spying on us. I mean, stop with the NSA intelligence gathering altogether. I mean, the whole notion of due process is just laughable when you have a FISA court that grants authority for NSA to tap 110 million Verizon users. So Obama says now there's going to be oversight. We're going to stop this. Well, you know, that's laughable, too, because this is the guy that said when it came to health care that we were going to be able to keep our policies, that things would cost less, that we'd be able to keep our existing policies. Well, my health insurance tripled, Alex. It's not working out that way. And so when it came to words in the NSA, not bad. No surprise. Didn't go far enough.
But it's meant to make everybody go back to sleep.
Meant to make everybody go back to sleep, and everybody's going back to sleep.
Incredible. You think they're going back to sleep?
There's no smoking gun out there when it comes to the NSA. There really isn't a smoking gun. In other words, most people look. You want to spy on me? You want to read my emails? You want to listen to my phone conversations? Well, have at it, because you know.
Yeah, they don't know that it's economically being used to control, to have algorithms, to have databases on people. They think, oh, I'm not a terrorist. Spy on me, but they don't know that's not what it's about. Actually, for me, the smoking gun is using the NSA on the press, Fox News, Associated Press, and others. I mean, I think that's impeachment right there.
Well, and, Hayek spoke about the fact that we're socialists. I mean, we've been socialists for a long time, but it's getting heightened, if you will. And the real fear is where we're headed is fascism. And we're not talking about, I'm not talking about Nazism, not talking about white supremacy here at all. I'm just talking about the notion of Big Brother government gaining more and more and more control in our lives, and that's the real threat, and that's where all this is headed. And you can use Germany as a template for what happened, but when you talk about fascism, I'm not talking about Nazi Germany. I'm not talking about white supremacy.
We're talking about a corporate rule through government.
Corporate in conjunction with
the state
with government, and that's a direct quote from Mussolini that was the case, that government should be a cooperative effort with corporate.
Absolutely, that is the definition of it. And so we're hurtling into it, and the big corporations are getting access to a lot of this data. And it's really creating a two-class system where
those that can get money, those that can't get money. I mean, now you're back to the Federal Reserve and the banking system and the corporatization of America.
Well, that's what I was about to get into. It's almost like Rollerball with James Caan, where the corporate class is above the law. What do you make of the big banks trying to get diplomatic immunity, the UN, the Muslim Brotherhood being able to bypass the TSA? I mean, this really shows how if you're part of the system, you're above the law.
Well, what we need to understand is this is gaining traction. This isn't losing traction. So the liberty movement, libertarianism, is about actually trying to roll this back in a big way. And of course, Obama had that opportunity, and no surprise, he didn't take advantage of that opportunity. And the only way it's going to stick is if you get legislation. I mean, whatever he does administratively, cutting back or heightening whatever it is he does, the next president can change unless this gets codified.
But Congress is supposed to have the laws. So for Congress to say, Obama, you scale them back, that's a cop-out. And then he's been caught saying, oh, I'm against the NDAA. Turns out he helped write it. Don't worry, I won't sign it. He does sign it. I mean, you know, this is serious.
Well, it is. You could use coal right now as an example. I mean, there is the EPA writes rules against carbon emission, declaring carbon as a pollutant. And because of that, they're putting the coal business out of business, and they're doing that administratively. This is not laws that have been passed.
And he said that. He said, you can have a coal plant, but we're going to bankrupt you.
Well, that's... I'm not familiar with that quote.
Guys, pull up the quote. Obama says he'll bankrupt coal. It's 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, if you're going back a long ways, but In effect.
Yeah, 7 years ago. Yeah.
In effect, that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, look at how he gives General Electric waivers, but then not the other companies. They can go dirty. The others don't have to. I mean, that's the essence of discrimination.
What?
That's new royalty, where the king says you can do business, but the other person can't.
And as you're well aware, that's what's happened with the healthcare rollout.
Now, what do you make of that, where he will selectively decide what's implemented now?
Well, being done it administratively and... Look, the whole healthcare debacle is just that, a debacle.
And where do you think it's going?
Where do I think it's going? Mm-hmm. Well, it's moving further and further to socialism, but now I'm back to quoting Hayek. You know, the goal is socialism, but the reality is that it ends up being fascist.
Look at the Soviet Union.
Yep.
Can't the left just get it? Communism and socialism doesn't work.
Well, no. That's no. They can't. And socialism in and of itself as a goal, that's well-meaning people. I don't want to say that these people aren't well-meaning, but what they're missing is where it actually ends up, and it doesn't end up as socialism. It ends up as fascism.
That's right. But as you've seen around the country with OurAmericanInitiative.com. There is a huge rising tide, and the establishment admits that, but as the Financial Times says, they're just getting out of politics. People say, I don't agree with this, I'm a libertarian, but they leave the process. The answer is, get involved in the process, but also start setting up alternative media, alternative currencies, alternative cultures, so you build a new system while we try to go in self-defense and take over the old.
And that's the reality. That is happening in conjunction. And that's the heartening part about all this, is that, libertarians haven't won office, but look at the issues. Colorado legalizes marijuana. Washington State. I mean, we're just on the cusp of this. But you know what? It's the tipping point. The United States is going to legalize marijuana here. It's at a tipping point. And it'll legalize marijuana when everybody recognizes that Colorado is a better place to live, because the police will go out and enforce real crime as opposed to nonviolent, victimless crime. And let's not forget either that Colorado is really advanced on this. Citizens of Denver many years ago voted to decriminalize marijuana on a campaign based on marijuana being safer than alcohol.
Sure,
and
sure.
I've always maintained that.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, I agree that, Obama said that it's the same as alcohol. No, it's not. Marijuana is a lot less destructive in all the studies than alcohol. Alcohol is very destructive. I don't like marijuana, I like alcohol, but the whole point is that does show a sea change. My only problem is George Soros and people are for decriminalizing it because they see the business opportunities in it, and plus they want everybody stoned out of their mind. I think marijuana is massively abused, so just because I'm for decriminalization, legalization, doesn't mean I endorse the extreme culture of dopeheadness.
Well, and... you know what, Alex? I don't drink. I don't drink because I think it's a lot worse. Having drank and smoked, I don't begrudge the fact that you're going to have a few cocktails at all. As long as whatever your consumption does to you doesn't affect me.
Well, I don't even really have. I kind of off and on. I'll go years without a cocktail and then do some cocktails. But, I mean, undoubtedly, I've looked at the studies. Alcohol, in the aggregate, kills hundreds of thousands of people a year.
Well,
and marijuana, nobody.
Yeah, and I've always maintained that legalizing marijuana would actually lead to overall less substance abuse.
Well, yeah, because it'll get rid of the gateway.
Well, and gateway has been refuted, I think, completely. But some people.
But I mean, look, you make marijuana illegal, you get it from the drug culture. And at least in my experience growing up, I didn't do hard drugs, but I saw it.
Right. No, see, you're right on. You go to get your marijuana today in a black market. Well, gee, we're out of marijuana today, but we got some methamphetamine.
In my experience in high school, that's exactly how it worked.
Well, right.
I had friends that would start smoking pot, and they go, oh, now we're doing this.
In that respect, it remains a gateway in that respect.
Yeah, only in the black market. That's what I'm saying.
Only in the black market. Exactly.
So get rid of the black market, and then it gentrifies.
Well, and in this case, I think in a legalized environment, people will find marijuana as a a more viable alternative to alcohol.
Here's my issue. I see it as a bellwether, but quite frankly, I'd like to legalize the Second Amendment. I'd like to legalize freedom. I'd like to legalize families.
The Constitution. Where in the Constitution does it say that, at least when it came to the prohibition of alcohol, they made it a constitutional amendment?
Well, I mean, my issue is we know more guns, less crime. The places that took the guns have higher crime. I want to ask you about the Second Amendment when we come back. Syria, about your national campaign, where you're going, your website, and more. Final segment with Gary Johnson.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before.
on a film, American Drug War One, with my friend Kevin Booth, that aired all over cable TV and was a big hit. And, of course, Governor Johnson's in that. That was the first time I was ever, you know, able to actually sit down and watch raw footage of him talk about things. And I agree with a lot of what he has to say. My bottom line is this. I agree the libertarian movement's exploding. Just the awakening's exploding. Elaborate on Syria and what happened there.
Well, just that we should not be involved in Syria. We should stop our military interventions. I think we have tens of millions of enemies to this country that would not exist but for our military interventions. And this was going to be an extension of that. This was going to be a worse situation. We oust the dictator. We replace him with the good guy, and the good guy becomes worse than the guy we replaced before. And I'm pointing out the obvious things that you talk about every single day.
But it's good news because, as you said, upwards of 82%, depending on the poll, some were 77, some 80, some 82. You said,
recognize that.
But I'm impressed that you average the two together. That's what I do. Because I know the numbers. It's funny to hear you say the exact number. Of all the polls, it was about 80% of you average them together. Said no way, including conservatives that are usually big warmongers under their conditioning, you know, mainline Republicans, and Democrats coming together. That's what the establishment fears, was saying we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force.
No, it was terrific. I mean, all of Congress got caught with their pants down, and so did the president when they came up against Americans' actual attitude toward doing this again.
And we had to have that war, Kerry said, in days or everybody's dead. And notice months later, 4 months later, we're all fine.
Gee. You know, I was in Austin yesterday for the gun rights rally. I got to be the opening speaker at that gun rights
rally. We got some video of that. It's going on the news tonight. Good job.
It's terrific. I mean, I appreciate everybody that was out there that was openly caring. Freedoms that don't get exercised get lost. And you know what, Alex? When I was governor of New Mexico, I got to sign the concealed carry legislation in New Mexico. This was 1995.
You were a leader in that.
Well, when I signed it, though, the legislature came to me and they said, the only way we're going to pass this is if we have this educational program that's going to go along with it. We pay for the permits. And then I had the really gun rights people say, you know, don't do this. Don't, just allow us to do it, period. Well, my final take on it was if that's the route that we go, it'll never pass. So I did sign it. But after Aurora, Colorado, lengthening my story here, after Aurora, Colorado, I make a pledge to myself that I'm going to get my concealed carry permit, all right? Because if I find myself in a situation like that, I want to be a...
Good guys have a responsibility.
Good guys have a responsibility. Exercise your freedoms. Well, now I go looking into the concealed carry permit in New Mexico, which I signed the legislation. And I haven't been able to carve out the amount of time that I have to go and attend these classes to do this. And it's a fair amount of money. It's not cheap to do all this, to take this class and to then get the permit. And then it has to be renewed.
So we need open carry.
Well, there is open carry that exists in New Mexico. And, of course, that's...
We need open concealed carry.
We need
a right to carry.
We need open concealed carry. But back to the whole gun rights issue, too. Back to the Second Amendment is these are freedoms that we now have to exercise. I need to take the time and go and get this permit, because if I don't go and get it, this will be a freedom that will get taken away. I exercise it. It'll be harder to take that away.
Exercise your muscles or lose them.
Exercise your muscles or lose them.
And that's what you're doing. People can join you at ouramericainitiative.com. And we got about a minute and a half left. What do you want to close with, Governor?
Well, just the notion that, keep up the vigilance. I appreciate what you do out there. I appreciate the things that you say. The awareness. I was at an event last night, Alex, where a woman was a Democrat, and now she's a libertarian because of Alex Jones, which I thought was terrific. And so even though we're not in elected office, and don't get me wrong, I realize there are those that are leaning that attain office. I mean, there are gains being made in that direction.
The point is, we are the future.
The issues are being addressed. The issues are happening. The issues that concern us are advancing.
Well, look at how many Ron Paul libertarian type Republicans are getting elected in the Tea Party movement. The real Tea Party, not the, you know, the Republican one.
Well, not the, you know, I was asked that question the other night about Tea Party. What do you think about the Tea Party? My response was, which Tea Party? The original Tea Party that talked about dollars and cents and the part that the Tea Party that I identified with, or the Tea Party today that has two signs in their hand? One, balance the federal budget, and the other one, don't touch my Medicare? Which Tea Party?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
Themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
report. The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can use for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a powerful piece that our great editor, Darren McBreen, put together for the radio show, and he's slash TV show if you're a TV viewer on PrisonPlanet.tv. And Darren's working on some amazing intros for the new TV nightly news when we launch in the new studio. Could have done it weeks ago, but we're just busy tweaking a lot of other things around the office and working on some big guests and reporters and things like that. But you just saw that piece dealing with false flags and how government staged things. It must have been 4 or 5 years ago. Will you guys put it on screen so I can give folks the name? 4 or 5 years ago that a video was produced, I guess back in 2009, January 13th, 2009, by Thought Crime 7, 9/11 Lessons from Star Trek. And I think it's important to re-air this like I did 5 years ago again today because it's back in the news. DHS gave Muslim Brotherhood VIP treatment, no TSA pat-downs at airports all over the United States. It's the same thing for globalists, the same thing with diplomatic immunity. Obama is becoming a dictator, and he clearly is supercharging. There's always been a secret relationship and a dirty relationship and a public relationship as well with radical Islam, especially Wahhabist Sunni extremists out of Saudi Arabia, that the globalists use as a secret army. That's even on PBS. But now they're really turning them loose everywhere. And I'd been in London before, back in 2005, on the street filming a building. And had folks in the Muslim full gear come over and scream at me and say, how dare you film? Are you filming me? When I wasn't even filming them. And as soon as I bowed up, they backed off. The average Brit would literally just bow down. And so the fact that the West has been culturally neutered, the establishment is radicalizing Islam, bringing it in, protecting it, and then using it for political correctness clashes to then restrict free speech across the board while they put extremist Muslims on British television calling for the murder of Christians. That is allowed in England, on record. But if you're Michael Savage and you want to come to town you're banned. I am not what you call an Islamophobe that blames everything on Muslims. A lot of great Muslims out there. I've defended Muslims being blamed completely for 9/11 and the pretext to invade Iraq on the back of what Al-Qaeda was involved with shadowy elements of the CIA. And the media knew that was a sophisticated statement, so they just spun it that I was saying that, you know, the government did all of 9/11. No criminal elements working with radical Islam did to kick off this clash of civilizations that gives radical Islam power to be facing off against the American superpower. That is triple the size of Al-Qaeda forces and other Islamicists, many think tanks have said. It's energized them the last 12 years. They understand psychology. That's why these globalists are in control. So I'll describe this for radio listeners. They wonder why everybody's fighting on board the ship, the Klingons and the Earthlings. Something is turning them against them, and there's this little energy field creature that feeds off conflict, that feeds off divide and conquer. So it's a good allegory, since you can't see the video. If you're not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can hear it. So Captain Kirk's talking to the little energy ball that's floating around. It's usually invisible, manipulating people's emotions to feed off of it. Well, the globalists don't really feed off the emotions, even though psychopaths and others do, actually, at a subconscious level, a psychological level. It actually feeds off the energy in this allegory. The globalists just feed off the energy by directing it into getting us to do what they want to control and run society. We're going to play this piece and then go to Catherine in Canada, who wants to talk about Saudi investments in U.S. terror. Sheepdog, Ryan, Romaine, and Kyle. We're going to get to everybody here today, and I've opened phones in the third hour as well. But here is this piece, and again, if you're a radio listener, we'll put it back on screen for folks so I can tell radio listeners out there. You can just go to YouTube if you want to see this piece and type in 9/11 lessons from Star Trek, and I'm going to ask Kurt Nemo, or one of the great writer crew posters in there, to repost this right now. You know, tying it into how false flags are used. So let's go ahead and go to 9/11 lessons from Star Trek, how balkanization, divide and conquer, race pimping, you name it, works.
Captain's log, stardate Armageddon.
The Klingons were too far distant to have been the attackers.
What proof do we need? We know what a Klingon is.
Most interesting. The bulk of your crew trapped. Your ship racing from this galaxy at wild speeds. How did I perform this sabotage, Kirk? All my men are here.
Do you think some people in a cave? Do you think some people in a cave were able to have NORAD stand down? Do you think that people in a cave were able to have all of this happen?
Phantom colony, the imaginary distress calls, the creation of these weapons.
We will in fact find weapons.
Do you sense a pattern, Mr. Spock?
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
There is an alien on board which may have created this situation.
Who cares what started it, Mr. Spock?
It is apparently capable of manipulating matter and mind.
I think we should just trust our president in every decision that he makes.
This is war!
There isn't any war!
You serious? I've got men in sickbay. Some of them dying. Atrocities committed on their persons. Talk about making peace with these fiends.
The alien is the real threat. That's the enemy we have to weather.
Has a war been staged for us, complete with weapons and ideology and patriotic drum beating? He used gas? But where do you get the gas? From us.
Recent events would seem to be directed toward a magnification of the basic hostilities.
And here is that agenda. The project for the new American century.
Much of what these men wanted is coming true. They urged that the U.S. abandon the anti-ballistic missile treaty. It has. They wanted establishment of more permanent U.S. military bases abroad. That is happening in the Philippines and in Georgia and will likely happen in Iraq. They urged regime change as a goal of foreign wars, not just in Iraq. They wanted the U.S. as a global constabulary, their word. Such aspirations are unlikely to be realized without a catastrophic and catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor.
Apparently, it is by design that we fight. We seem to be pawns.
But what's the game?
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
We must push outward if we are to survive.
The Constitution has not given permission for us to so-called police the world.
We have always fought.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
As you've been listening to propaganda.
Shut up!
There's another way to survive. Mutual trust and help.
We ought to stay at home, mind our own business, trade with people, and be friends with people, and we all would be a lot better off.
There's an alien entity aboard the ship. It's forcing us to fight. We don't want to. We don't know what its motive is. We're trying to find out. You must help us.
It is most urgent that we locate the alien entity immediately.
The Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Now, do you believe? What did you want?
What are you doing here? You're the Cleons. Zemeras, isn't it? Done!
When the lieutenant became unconscious, the alien lost energy.
It subsists on the emotions of others.
This one appears to be strengthened by mental radiations of hostility, violent intentions.
It exists on the hate of others.
To put it simply, and it has acted as a catalyst, creating this situation. In order to satisfy that need, it has brought together opposing forces in an effort to promote the most violent mode of conflict.
We've got to get rid of it.
Then all hostile attitudes on board must be eliminated. The fighting must end. And soon.
Oh, we're a doomed ship. We've got to pool our knowledge.
You must find a way to defeat the alien force of hate.
Stop the war now or spend eternity in futile, bloody violence.
It has to stop.
Look. Dang. For the rest of our lives. A thousand lifetimes. Senseless violence. Fighting. While an alien has total control of us. And it goes on and on. Good old game of war. Pawn against pawn. The bad guys. While somewhere, some thing sits back and laughs and starts it all over again.
He is telling the truth.
Come on. Be a toy. Be a good soldier that never questions orders. This is Captain Kirk. A truce is ordered. The fighting is over. Lay down your weapons.
This is Kang. Cease hostilities.
The cessation of violence appears to have weakened it, Captain. I suggest that good spirits might make an effective weapon.
Get off my ship. You're a dead duck here. You're powerless. We know about you.
That was an inside job!
And we don't want to play. Like you around. Maybe you've caused a lot of suffering, a lot of history, but that's all over. We'll be on guard now. We'll be ready for you. So ship out!
Only a fool fights in a burning house.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's very powerful when you actually see the video and the images. And we're going to have that again reposted at InfoWars.com right now. When you ask him to send it out on my Twitter, thank you. Bill Alex Jones, thank you very much. It's very, very frustrating to see the globalists use human psychology against us. And the public's been taught there's no psychology. There's no social engineering. No one's trying to manipulate you. There's nothing happening. The government loves you. The media loves you. When we all know it's the opposite of that. And our acquiescence to this has really gotten the system out of control, and it's rebelling against every form of goodness. This is a Jezebel-type rebellion against the family, rebellion against men, rebellion against women, rebellion against God, rebellion against common sense, rebellion against convention, rebellion against reality, where babies are strip searched by the TSA in front of people. You can pull up the photos of like one-year-olds having their diapers taken off in public. Little boys have their pants pulled off, three-year-olds in front of people, and men patting on them, pedophile training, while the Muslim Brotherhood just marches through at airports all over the country. I mean, it's just a complete fraud. It's obviously a power grab. We send our reporters out to California. They go to a water treatment plant to check for radiation levels because that's where they precipitate out. And they're across the street wearing, you know, nice clothes with flagged microphones, even if it's just regular folks with cameras. Nothing wrong with that, First Amendment. And the security guard comes over and says, you're not allowed to do that. Calls the cops. The cops come over and say, you know, why are you causing a problem? Get out of here. There's no law, but I'm not going to let you film. Think about that statement. There's no law, but I'm not going to let you film. because that cop got a call, and it's the wastewater plant, it's the city, and, well, he better do what they say. They say run these guys off. Well, you know what? The big foreign bankers are going to call cop and take your pension fund. Watch. They're going to call and take your bank account. And they're going to make your kid eat GMO, and they're going to kill all of us. Basically, that's the game. If we don't stand up, we lose everything. And I go back to the police all day because they're where the rubber meets the road. And you look at China threatening to attack the Philippines now and to attack Japanese islands. I mean, that's up on Infowars.com. You look at what's happening in the world economy. You look at what's going on. The globalists think they're going to get away with all this. They're going whole hog here. We're going to go to break, come back with Catherine and others, I promise, and go through your calls quickly. And then continue with your calls after we've exhausted these. I'll give the number out again. But briefly, please remember this broadcast is listener-supported. You can support the nightly news and the tip of the spear in the First Amendment by becoming an InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, same site, different names. You can see all the films, nightly news, special reports, all of it, $5.95 a month. 11 people can use the membership simultaneously with the same membership code. And so it's a great way to spread the word to friends and family. If you have a membership and haven't done it, now is the time. We need to promote independent platforms, you know, outside of YouTube and Google and the other big systems that can censor us. We still put the stuff up there as well a day later, but get it first and support the First Amendment with your dollars at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've got a special running till the end of the month to get 5+ months free when you sign up for a year. So you pay for like 6 months and some change, you get 5 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv, and we have more of the incredible Nascent Iodine you hear folks raving about available, ready to ship out right now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Stay with us. Your phone calls, tons of news, straight ahead.
TheSurvivalZone.com, where one purchase can prepare you for any disaster. Our Wilderness Survival Backpack and Bug Out Bag has everything you need for one amazing price. Even a shelter is included. A recent customer said he looked everywhere, and the Wilderness Survival Backpack was the only one that offered all the items he was looking for. See it now at TheSurvivalZone.com. Purchase by the end of January and get $20 off your next order over $100. That's TheSurvivalZone.com.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go to Catherine in Canada. She wants to talk about the topic that I threw out there. DHS gave Muslim Brotherhood VIP treatment. No TSA pat-downs at airports all over America. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is literal declared Al-Qaeda connected groups. Catherine, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I honestly believe it's all about money and foreign investment. Like the Saudis back in 2000, Muslim Brotherhood, these groups all have big, big dollars invested in the U.S. And it's almost like they don't want to insult these groups with our procedures, but they just let them get almost like a free pass.
Well, yeah, because it's all about breaking the American people's will and giving us prisoner training. You wouldn't go through TSA stuff unless you'd been in prison in your life. This is prisoner training. We're being turned into an institutionalized giant prison country.
Well, exactly. And they're just letting these groups come in and out as they want so they can create more fear in the American people. So they can pretty much say, oh, look, we just let them in. These people come in somehow. We got to strengthen more rules.
Exactly. They pray for a terrorist attack. They open all the doors. There's three or four different types. Sometimes there's real terrorist attacks. They're very rare. They're usually badly coordinated and low level. Then you've got where they open the door, protect people, and block investigations, and they let them attack. Those are still rare but happen more often. Then you've got somewhat staged where you have patsies, and you shut them up, and you really carry out the attack. Then you've got purely staged terror attacks, and the last two are most of them.
Well, exactly. And they have so much, these Saudi groups and different Muslim Brotherhood, they're all connected. They have huge investments in the economy that you just never hear about.
Oh, yeah. No. America's open to be bought and sold, and the Saudis have pumped trillions, not billions, in. And, I mean, Saudi Arabia has bought up a lot of Hollywood. Saudi Arabia has bought up a lot. I mean, you see it all the time where you can't get a movie out, or they arrest people that make a film making fun of Muhammad. In America, no First Amendment, but only for the Muslims. Again, it's a very dangerous trend.
Yeah, it's pretty much all I want to say. I truly, truly believe it's all about the money and about investments, and they don't want to insult certain groups, right?
No, I totally agree with you. They've done documentaries on it. You pull up in a brand new Lamborghini or a Ferrari, people let you do whatever you want. Well, imagine when you have trillions of dollars. They just do whatever they want. And then meanwhile, we're just absolutely wide open to the wolves of government and corporations. We have no special interests. We have nobody lobbying for us. We're just dead meat, basically, until we grow our liberty teeth again. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Delaware. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
It's going all right. I'm pretty freaked out about the world, quite frankly.
I know the truth. Well, you know, it's funny. Like 4 years ago, I would have made fun of Ron Paul. If I had known of you, I would have made fun of you. And then I did a dangerous thing. I heard some of the information, and I thought, well, let me look into that. He can't be completely out of left field. And lo and behold, you're right. And I wanted to just say to the new listeners that, you know, if you're thinking this is crazy, just do your homework. Don't just dismiss it, because what Alex is saying has got a lot of merit.
Well, I wish it didn't have merit. I mean, that's the thing, is that this stuff, most of it's hiding in plain view. What did you begin to discover when you began to look into things?
I was actually a second-year economics major in school, and I started to ask quite a few annoying questions about the Federal Reserve. And stumbled on that, and then I remember finding you, and I told a buddy of mine when I was trying to convince him about the private run-for-profit Fed. And he said, oh, then you believe 9/11 was an inside job. And I said, no, he gets kind of crazy about that. And then I went ahead and thought, well, let me just hear what he has to say. And I heard Building 7, and it just unraveled. And it's, you know, there are crazies out there, absolutely, but this stuff is legitimate. It's not, you know.
Well, sure. I mean, the controlled dinosaur media gives kooky examples, or they take stuff out of context, I do, to try to discredit the movement. And none of us are perfect. But the point is, we don't want the New World Order to come in. Its fruits are bad. This isn't good for almost anybody, but 85 top globalists.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.